talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, the second hour, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. I'm going to go to the lines themselves. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
An observation on the January 6th thing and then a legal question for you. You know, we're always saying that the Republicans don't have the party doesn't have a platform. I think that Liz Cheney, in her opening statement, inadvertently stumbled onto it. In her opening statement, defending the indefensible. On gun rights, wrong. On Roe v. Wade, wrong. On a number of things. Another thing, tax law when it comes to corporate, you name it. So that's their, in my mind, I think the Democrats ought to hang that right around their neck. Defending the indefensible. But the legal question is this. If they decide not, Garland, to indict the former president, is there something short of that we can do to keep Trump from ever running again? I know we could have done it twice with impeachment, but he's no longer president, and that didn't work anyway. But is there something we can do? Because at the very least, this guy shouldn't hold dog catcher as a title going forward.
You know, those are excellent comments and an excellent question. Let me respond to them. First of all, I have a great deal of admiration for Liz Cheney. I think that Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and people of that nature are essential to this country. It's essential we have two parties. It's essential that one of them is a conservative party, one of them is a liberal party. That's standard. It's essential that they both be honest. And right now, the Republican Party is not honest, but Liz Cheney is, and Adam Kinzinger is, and there are some others who are as well. And one of the things, she said something that was Churchillian or Lincoln-esque in stature when she said in the first initial two-hour televised hearing last week, after her remarks were concluding, she said, "And now let me address my fellow Republicans directly. Long after Donald Trump is no longer here, your dishonor will last forever." That was a chilling statement, a true statement, a wonderful statement. And I'm glad you mentioned Liz Cheney, because I think the world of her. And frankly, if they put up a ticket that said had Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney even, and Mitt Romney did vote to convict Trump twice. He's not as brave as Liz Cheney, but the two of them would turn the Republican Party around. And I think you're right. They have a platform. Republicans have a platform. They claim they didn't have a platform. That's because in 2016, when Paul Manafort came in as the chairman of the Trump campaign, and he was being paid by the pro-Russian people over in Ukraine, pro-Russian people, he was on the take. He was convicted, went to prison, pardoned by Trump, crooked pardon, so that Manafort wouldn't rat on Trump, try to get out of jail. He changed. They did have a platform in 2016, Dick, and he changed the platform in the middle on the Ukraine plank and made it pro-Russian. It's a crooked party, but it has honest people in it, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And to your question, is there a way to have Trump not run? There are a number of ways. The best way to not have him run is to have him criminally charged right now. And here's how that works legally. The January 6th committee at the end of this hearing, in my view, will refer it to Merrick Garland for investigation and convening of a grand jury. They will, against Trump. Does Merrick Garland have the guts? If this were organized crime, you know, normal organized crime or drugs or that kind of thing, or ISIS, we would convene a grand jury. Grand jury sits in secret. Their names are not identified. They may sit for a day or two a month. They can be convened for a year. And then they return an indictment or not. And if they return an indictment, then that indictment would be public. Trump would have to show up. If for the average guy, they'd throw handcuffs on him and drag him in, because if somebody like Trump, they wouldn't do that. He'd show up. He'd be read his rights. He'd ask how he pleads, not guilty. There'd be a preliminary hearing. He'd go to trial. Will Garland do that? I don't know, because that's the kind of thing, going after criminally the last president, usually happens in Africa, parts of Asia and South America. But that's because everybody's crooked in those places. Here, we don't like to do it, but here we have a crook. We have Trump. He's on the take from the Ruskies. He has conspired with other people to overturn an election and interfere with the peaceful transition of power. And it'll continue if he is permitted to go forward. So, Dick, the first way to do it is to go after him right now. There's certainly grounds to do it. There's evidence that he committed a felony on this attempted coup. But will Garland do it? I don't know. Will Garland say, well, you know, 35% of the country seems to be for Trump, and we don't want a civil war? I don't know what he'll do, and I'm not going to second guess whatever he does, but that's one of the things he'll take into account. That's one of the things he'll take into account. If he doesn't criminally prosecute him, the second way is under the 14th Amendment, bar him from running because he instigated a coup. The 14th Amendment says you can't hold a position of trust or public office in the United States if you were part of a coup or an insurrection against the government of the United States. That so far has not resulted, for instance, in keeping Marjorie Taylor Greene off, because her advocacy was all verbal or oral. It was all just opinion that I think Trump was wrongfully cheated and all this. But Trump here planned it and orchestrated it. Trump here sent a save the date card by social media to people. Save the date. Come there on January 6th. What's January 6th? It's a ceremonial thing. Well, then he went to, there were overt acts of treason by Trump. He told Trump, hey, Pence, you got to do this. Just say that you're not going to accept it and leave the rest to me. Called Raffensperger, Georgia, said, come up with a little over 11,000 more votes so there could be criminal consequences. That's more than Marjorie Taylor Greene did. I think that you're going to find, Dick, that if Trump announces he's running, there will be litigation on that. The question is, the Supreme Court, the Republican Supreme Court, is 2-1 Republican, 6-3. And they have shown that they basically favor the Republican Party. They're partisan. They've lost their credibility. What will they do? The third way to do it, of course, would have been impeachment and conviction. He was impeached twice. The first time, in terms of conviction, it takes not 10, it takes 17 senators to convict him with 50 Democrats. It takes 67 senators, not 60. That's not like a filibuster. That's a supermajority. And the second time over January 6th, there were 8 senators who were ready to convict him. Republicans, including the 50 Democrats, 58% of the Senate said this guy is no good, and then he couldn't have run again. But it wasn't 17, it was only 8. Only 8, come on. 8 people in your own party and 50 in the other party say, you're no good? You're a crook, get out of here. Well, one thing I think can take some solace from is that everybody goes, oh, well, Trump has 30% of the populace, 35%. Let me tell you something. In polling going back to Roosevelt, at any given time, 30% of the people would impeach the incumbent for no reason at all. And that includes Roosevelt and Kennedy and Truman. It also includes Nixon, Trump, and the Bushes. It doesn't matter. So you're always going to have almost a third. Thanks for calling. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Well, yeah, this guy claiming to, invoking Adolf Hitler and the Republicans, claiming that, if we just had family values and more religion, we would, get rid of these the gun problems. Well, that kind of ties into the whole Adolf Hitler thing, because Hitler preached family values. Hitler preached the new faith. I mean, a new faith.
Well, he was a genocidal murderer, a pervert, and a sadist. And this guy, Carl Paladino, is after him, Mark, but... They won't denounce that.
They won't denounce Hitler. I mean, what do you expect from a party that worships Ayn Rand, whose hero based one of her heroes on a guy who chopped up a little girl? I mean, William Hickman, I think the guy's name was, that she said, this guy's the greatest example of a man I've ever seen. And this is a guy that murdered a little girl. And that's one of their, philosophical heroes is Ayn Rand.
The thing is, I get it, and Ayn Rand, but I mean, that's a good piece of abstruse literature and history. Nobody knows it. But Adolf Hitler is one of the greatest worst mass murderers in history. And Carl Paladino, the Republican candidate for Congress in New York, praised him, said we need him like that. He was a great orator, and he hypnotized people. And Elise Stefanik, the number three in the House, is backing him. And Kevin McCarthy has said nothing. This is very elementary, guys, in the Republican Party. If you have a nut who's for Hitler, throw him out of the party. He's garbage. Do you understand that? We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.